So you've been saying you've been busier, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. Just trying to find new ways to kind of reinvent the whole promoting yourself, you know, without being able to play live. It's a way different vibe, but it's been good. It's been fun. We have like some online streaming kind of things going on and been going live quite a bit. So trying to keep busy. I think that's the most important thing to do in these times.
Yeah, so we're going to be featuring your tune, Buck Wild. I know you've got a new one out. I'm just seeing that you posted a few minutes ago, Crossfaded.
Yeah, so we went to Buck Wild was a radio release. We did about a month ago. And the new song, Crossfaded. So both those songs are going to be on my EP, which the end game is to release probably, hopefully by the end of summer. We just kind of been releasing new tracks every couple of months and hope people dig it.
Awesome. I'm really digging Buck Wild. It's like, reminds me of growing up in Cape Breton, like the backwoods drinking tunes.
Absolutely. That's what we're trying to go for, you know, not take life too seriously because obviously, clearly it doesn't take us seriously with what's going on in the world. Just to kind of enjoy life. And it's Buck Wild's a song about, you know, you're working really hard and you're not spending a lot of time on enjoying the finer things in life. And, you know, you just say, hey, one night my paycheck, I'm going to blow it and have a good time and treat yourself. And that's what the song's all about.
Yeah, been there, done that, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of people have.
Yeah. You also have the Buck Wild Livestream Festival coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so like I said, I've been doing when I was talking to you earlier. Been doing live streams kind of every Wednesday. I've been Wednesday, Friday night kind of thing. So we decided to do like a whole kind of weekend. Obviously, we've got the long weekend coming up, Victoria Day weekend, and with things being shut down and not much to do, it kind of sucks. So we're like, you know what? Let's have a party. We're gonna have like kind of an online party. The Friday night we have a beer chugging contest. We have some contestants that are going to be involved in that. And then I'll be playing live around the fire. Just kind of a good time. And then the Saturday morning, we have kind of a hangover barbecue poolside thing. So it's just a lot of fun. And hopefully people join in on the party and just have a good time. That's what we're trying to kind of accomplish here.
That sounds like a good time to me. Now, with this whole quarantine thing, have you taken on any new challenges, found any new hobbies?
The hobbies I'm just trying to find is like, I like to work out. I like going to the gym. That was like my favorite thing. So my new hobbies are kind of find new methods of working out at home, with like lighter weights. That's all I've pretty much been doing is trying to figure out that and music, just figuring out, ways to promote yourself. There's not like a whole lot of, other hobbies. Cause I'm a big sports guy. I like normally in the summertime or this time around the year, I like, baseball startup, so I still play it kind of in a men's league baseball league, and not having that kind of sucks. So we're just trying to figure out new ways to kind of keep myself in shape and healthy and good fun.
Have you found any new interesting ways to work out without being in the gym? Maybe an interesting different type of weight?
Yeah, well, I've been using dumbbells. I'm just trying to do more like high intensity stuff because I hate cardio. Like I don't like running.
Yeah.
Like unless I have somewhere to run to, it's just like I just get bored of it. So I've been just trying to do more high intensity stuff, more like, you know, like power clean movements and stuff like that. So it's, but it's hard unless you have the weight because I still feel like I'm not really doing much because I was used to lifting like a lot heavier weight.
So yeah.
You got to use what you got, I guess.
Yeah. So true. So true. The redneck workout.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what is the first thing you're looking forward to doing when all of these crazy bans are lifted?
Just performing. I think that is just getting out there, even if it's a small venue. I don't even care if there's 10 people watching. Just that, just being out and about with people that are listening to music. It's always a good time, and I really miss those days because, like I said, playing live is on Facebook and Instagram is great, but being able to see the fans and people watch you live is what I kind of signed up to do this, that's for sure. That's what my favorite part of this whole thing is.
Awesome. Well, Ryan, I want you to know my studio door is always open for you when this whole thing gets lifted and you can do some more traveling. Please come back to the East Coast. Would love to have you back in. It has been a hot minute since you visited, so would love to have you back in studio.
I would love to. I loved it the last time, so really looking forward to getting back there.
Digging the tune, Buck Wild. I'm about to go check out your new tune, Crossfaded, and I'll be sure to be tuning in this weekend for the live stream festival.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
All right, Ryan. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
Talk to you later.
Bye.